Good morning and welcome to Grow Siouxland. Chris McGowan with the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce and the Siouxland Initiative. On behalf of our producer, also in-house, Mr. Justin Barker, we'd like to thank our program sponsor, Mr. Chris Bogenreef of NAI United. Folks, we're doing something entirely different today. For the first time ever, we're coming to you from Radio Studios, located in the basement of the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce. A sincere debt of gratitude to Justin Barker and the team at Powell Broadcasting for making this radio studio possible. Also want to thank our longtime sponsor, Chris Bogenreef, who donated some of the equipment that we're using today to make this broadcast possible. And our guinea pig coming out of the gate, Mr. Ray Thomas of Sparklight. Ray, of course, is also known for his role as the co-race director of a very important run coming up in just a couple of weeks. Ray, welcome to Grow Siouxland.
Thank you, Chris. Thank you very much for having me on Grow Siouxland today.
And you wear a lot of hats. You're with Sparklight, but you're also the co-race director, along with Jim Ewalt of Peak Performance, of one of the premier runs in our community.
Yes, we are back for year two, and we are grateful to be back for year two. We had a pretty successful initial year, and we're looking forward to an even better year this year.
And tell us what you call this run.
We call it the Mighty Mo Run. It's a three-day race, not 3 days of consecutive running, but we have a 5K on Friday, September 16th. We have a 10K on Saturday, September 17th. And then we have a half and a full run that is on Sunday, September 18th.
So it's going to be a full weekend. It's actually just a couple of weeks away. This is going to be upon us in time. Here we are a few hours from Labor Day. Folks are enjoying the Labor Day holiday. And Ray, I think you and I have established that, like so many others, we're college football fans. And so much of the college season kicks off today. And here, just two short weeks from now, we'll be looking at the second annual Mighty Mo Fun Run, 5K, 10K, and a half and full marathon. And for those who know, that's a 13.1 and a 26.2 mile jaunt. You've done a couple of those back in the day, haven't you?
Yeah, I've done a few. Actually, I got a couple of races this fall, and then I got a full marathon in November of this year.
And where's that one?
I'm running the New York City Marathon this year, actually.
Lottery or qualify?
I got in through the lottery is how I got in.
Well, still congratulations. It's a wonderful event. I've known several people who have participated and thought the world of it, but you've run a couple other marathons.
Yeah, this will be my last one. I'm imposing a retirement on myself. I'm getting to an age now where I'm feeling like the preparation, what goes into running those things, is ridiculous. And I'm ready to scale things back a little bit.
You know, I'm gonna give a shout out to my daughter, 22-year-old, who is going to run her first marathon this fall in October. She'll be doing the Marine Corps Marathon out in Washington, D.C. I did that one back in 2006. It was the last one I did. My waistline suggests that I'm due for another, and I'm not sure my knees will put up with it. But Ray, we want to get to know you a little bit better before we dig into the race. You're presently involved in outside sales with Sparklight.
Yeah, I'm a business sales rep for Sparklight. I cover Sioux City and northeast Nebraska over to Norfolk and a lot of the smaller communities that we're a presence in as well. I sell business internet services, high-speed internet connectivity, also phone line, telephone line, telephone service. We also do what's called hosted voice, which is also known as voice over IP type connectivity, which is via the internet. So I travel quite a bit around the area of Sioux City, Siouxland, and over into northeastern Nebraska.
And tell us a little bit about your family.
Married, I live in Lawton. My wife is a school teacher at Nodlin Elementary here in Sioux City. And we stay busy. We got a lot of grandkids and nieces and nephews. I married into a farm family, the Olerkings and the Festies over in just north of Lawton over there. They have a lot of farms and farmland, and they're big families to boot.
Yeah, so. And where did you grow up?
Grew up in Sioux City. Went to school here. All of my schooling and education was here in Sioux City. Grew up on the near north side, so I went to Irving. I went to Woodrow. North High. I went to Witt two times. I went to Westmar, and then I went to the University of South Dakota. So primarily everything in and around this area.
So you're like the poster child for local education.
Well, for better or for worse, I guess I am.
Well, a shout out to your family, and again, thank you for spending time with us. You're listening to Grow Siouxland this morning, where our guest is Ray Thomas. Ray is involved in outside sales. He's a business sales representative for Sparklight. He is also the co-race director, along with his friend Jim Ewalt of Peak Performance, and together they are leading the second annual Mighty Mo Run in Sioux City, which will take place on Friday, September 16th with a 5K run, on Saturday, September 17th with a 10K run, and on Sunday, September 18th with both a half and a full marathon. And Ray, tell us a little bit about where this idea came from. What's the genesis for the Mighty Mo Run?
Well, Jimmy Walt and I put our heads together a couple of years ago, actually. Now, when the Expo Center came to fruition and it's integrated with the trail system that we have down along the river, it would make sense to integrate what we have initially into that. We got a flat, and we call it fun course, and this year it's been revised too, so we really have something exceptional on our hands for this year. But we thought integrating that in would be great because it's an indoor start, so it's an out and back marathon. It takes place from the Expo Center initially and then comes back at the end of the day. Runners last year, oh my goodness, they clamored about it, how good it was. I ran a couple of races afterwards and I saw so many Mighty Mo Run shirts, and they were talking about how nice it was. Runners could, before the races and after, they were in the Expo Center playing Frisbee, warming up. You know, we have snacks, nutrition, we have electrolytes down there for them. All kinds of things that the runners enjoyed prior to the race, with large Expo Center with multiple vendors down there. They could try on shoes, all kinds of different things. So it was really quite a full weekend, and runners really, they digged it. You know, it was really fun. They had a great time, and a lot of them will be coming back this year for the second version of that race.
And, of course, your co-race director, Jim Ewalt, as I said, manages and leads the Peak Performance operation out in Morningside in the mall area. And Justin Barker here is a big fan of those new Hoka shoes. Are you running in those yet?
No, I stay with Asics is what I run in. But Hokas, yeah, they're pretty good too, yep.
I mean, 12 months ago, I'd never heard of them.
Yeah.
But they're making quite a splash, mm-hmm. And I trust that Jim will have a whole lot of his line of running shoes down there on these mornings.
Jim and his staff are some impressive individuals. They're really, if you need to go out there and get fitted for a shoe, they'll check your running gait, supinate, pronate, all of that. They can go through all of that with you and get you into the right shoe and all that. You know, and the other thing about what they do out there at Peak Performance is, you know, this race is considered a 501c3. It's with the Heart Foundation. It's helping athletes run and train. So it's money that goes into that, and for the purposes of underprivileged athletes and buying shoes, shirts, running gear, attire like that. So it's really got a tremendous benefit on the back end.
So this event, the second annual, there used to be a marathon in Sioux City. It disappeared for a while. I think it was the Lewis and Clark Marathon. I actually did the half once preparing for the Marine Corps Marathon. But it's been a while since we've had a marathon in our community. You've run a bunch of them. You know how to lay out a course. Is this a course that perhaps one day might be certified?
It is certified. We're already Boston certified for this year.
And explain what that means, because that's really important.
Yeah, runners can come in. Here's the beauty of it. And I looked the other day. We have 200 runners right now into the race. We've got runners coming this year. Nine Palms, California, Greenville, Ohio, Cumming, Georgia, Richardson, Texas, Inglewood, California. Why are they coming from these areas? Because it's flat and fast, and they can qualify for the big named races, the New York City Marathon, the Boston Marathon, and word of mouth gets out. They can come. They can come in here and do this kind of thing, and it's a tremendous way for them to get the qualifications for those marquee races.
And that's such an important consideration, because to grow a race like that, It will build a reputation within the running community. Word will spread quickly. And the Expo Center has become a destination for so many sports. Now we're adding running. You're listening to Grow Siouxland. This morning, for the first time ever, we're coming to you from the Powell Broadcasting Radio Studios, located in the lower level of the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce. The equipment, a donation from our longtime program sponsor, Chris Bogenreef of NAI United. The technology provided by Justin Barker, an on-air personality, a producer, the sports director. I think he wears every hat in the building at Powell Broadcasting, but JB has helped set this up and make it possible. In the second half of the program, we're going to continue our conversation with Ray Thomas of Sparklight, who's also serving as the co-race director of the Mighty Mo Run, scheduled for Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, September 16, 17, and 18. We'll be right back with Mr. Thomas after a short commercial break.
Looking to buy, sell, or lease commercial property in Siouxland? One call is all you need. NAI United, the largest and highest producing commercial real estate firm in Siouxland. Speak with Bo Bronger, Nick Madsen, Aaron Rooney, Nate Connolly, or Chris Bogenreef. NAI United has the answers to your questions for commercial real estate in all corners of Siouxland. All NAI agents are licensed in Iowa, Nebraska, and South Dakota. Put NAI United to work for you today. Go to NAIUnited.com and learn more. NAI United, uniquely positioned to serve your needs.
Welcome back to Grow Siouxland. Chris McGowan with the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce, coming to you today for the first time ever from the Powell Broadcasting Radio Studio in the lower level of the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce, located at 101 Pier Street. Our guest today, Mr. Ray Thomas. Ray serves as a business sales representative with Sparklight. Today's focus is on his role, along with Jim Ewalt, as co-race directors of the second annual Mighty Mo Run. The Mighty Mo Run takes place on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, September 16, 17, and 18. And I want to make sure we touch on this, Ray, before we go too much deeper. There's also a kids' run that's been added this year. Tell us about the date and time for the kids' run.
Yeah, we're very enthusiastic. We're adding this one this year. We've heard from different folks that they'd like to get the younger kids involved in it. And so we're rolling out a kids' run that'll be after the 10K on Saturday, September 17th. It'll be at 9:30 at the Expo Center. We don't have that many kids signed up in it right now, but we're expecting, hopefully, we'll get a lot more. It's $10 to get into it. It's 9:30 on September 17th. They'll be running out of the north side of the Expo Center all the way around, coming around into the south end through the chutes, and they'll be underneath the TV screen. The chutes will come up about halfway into the Expo Center. So it'll be a really cool thing for the kids to get involved with. We're very excited to offer it this year. And again, that's 9:30 on Saturday, September 17th. It'll be after the 10K. Now, there's a 10K earlier in the day, and that's at 7:30 in the morning. So the 10K will be all wrapped up and done, and we should have plenty of folks around there at the Expo Center and kids. It should be a fantastic day.
So I want to talk about the start time for these individual races, but before we get to that, tell us about some of the sponsors who are helping make this possible, and if there's an organizational event to pick up your running materials and to try on some of those Peak Performance Hoka and ASICS running shoes. Is there a festival environment involved with this at all?
Chris, we are always looking for sponsors. Any sponsor that we could find that would like to get involved, we would highly appreciate that. We do have some sponsors. Chesterman is going to be involved with some of the water and electrolytes and things like that. We got Hy-Vee on board. Hy-Vee is going to be doing water, and I think they're going to be donating some bananas as well, if I remember correctly. Electronic Engineering here in town, great folks over there. They donated radios last year. We had a half a dozen of them. Logistics on the course require that we stay in communication, and cell phones just don't cut it as well. So Electronic Engineering as well. And then the company I work for, Sparklight, is ponying up some money for a sponsorship on this race as well. So those are the sponsors we have. And again, we're always looking for more. And what we're hoping for is as this kids race, the fun run for the kids run Saturday after 9:30 Saturday morning, we're hoping to get some like pediatric doctors and some folks like that involved in sponsorship for future years on this race.
And if someone is interested in participating, sponsoring, or even volunteering, because we're still looking for volunteers to assist, where should they go for more information?
Yeah, Chris, if you can't run in the race, we're always looking for volunteers. Someone that to occupy maybe an aid station, packet pickup, bag drop, whatever it may be on the course, anything at all. We're always looking for volunteers. If you can't run, if you can't volunteer, come out and support some of the runners. Just come out down along the trail system. You'll see them, throughout the morning, out there running along. So, you know, there's always opportunities to cheer on your runners and some of those folks that you may not even know that are out there running.
Well, it will be upon us before we know it. Once again, there's a full marathon, a half marathon, a 10K, a 5K, a kids run taking place over the course of Friday, Saturday, Sunday, September 16, 17, and 18, just 2 weeks away. And what time do each of these races begin? We've covered that the kids run will begin on Saturday the 17th after the 10K. So the kids run begins at 9:30, but the 10K begins at 7:30. Tell me about the 5K on Friday, September 16th. What time does that begin?
Yeah, I want to make sure we go through all of these races. So the Friday 5K will be at 6:30 in the evening. So it'll be really good for folks getting off work to do it. It's not a timed race. In this race last year, we had a little bit of everything in it. We had folks with strollers. We had people with dogs. You don't necessarily have to run it. You can walk it if you want.
So really what you're saying is I have no excuse.
You have no reason, Chris. I expect you to be in that race, with your running gear on and ready to run.
And maybe with my German Shepherd.
Yeah, bring him along.
Okay.
Him or her along. Yeah, absolutely. So that's at 6:30. Festive atmosphere down there. Remember, it's going to be at Expo down there. We're going to have vendors down there. Thank goodness for our vendors. So that'll be at 6:30 on Friday. Saturday, as we talked about, the 10K kicks off at 7:30 in the morning. Want to do it before it starts getting warmer. We had a hot day last year for these races. And then the kids run is at 9:30 after that on Saturday. It's Sunday, the 18th, is the half and the full. They take place at 7 o'clock in the morning. Last year it was hot for it, so we want to get going early on it this year, get it done, get it knocked out. The half, those are runners that usually are done in a couple, two and a half hours. The marathon is going to be, 4, 5, 6 hours for some of those folks, maybe some sooner than that. I'm a slow runner, so I'm thinking more of my speed. But, it should be, and those are the times that we expect for those races. So, and it should be a full weekend, a lot of activity taking place at the Expo Center, and we're looking forward to all those activities.
So, Ray, for those who are interested in participating in this event, of course, we're looking for more volunteers, we're looking for more sponsors, but those who wish to participate, are there different prices for the different races?
Yes, there are different prices. Those individuals getting into the 5K, it'll be $35 for that. The 10K is also $35. The children's race, the kids run on that Saturday, will be $10 for that race. $10, which includes our medal and a T-shirt as well. So it's really good value for that. So what do I start with, like, and then? And then on Sunday, the half and the full, the half will be $85 and the full will be $100.
So a full list of events, great for competitive runners, great for recreational runners, and even if you're a family and you want to walk, Ray says everyone is welcome, pets included, strollers, wheelchairs. This is set up to be a family event, is it not, Ray?
Yeah, it is. It was really quite enjoyable last year just being a part of it and announcing of the event, despite my lack of announcing skills, but to actually see the participants and having them come back and as a runner previously, I'm on the end of finishing and completing a race, not directing a race, so I seen it from a complete different angle, and it was really pretty cool to see the folks. And down there, there's a lot of energy in the building, especially with the expo going on and everything else. And not only the runners, but generally when a runner is in a race, there's as many as two and sometimes three support people. So like if you've got 150, 200, then now you got 400 or 500 total down there. So it they pack in pretty good, but you know, there's a lot of camaraderie amongst runners, and it's quite an enjoyable experience.
Well, and Ray, we also want to make sure that we thank those sponsors. They're so important to a race of this nature to have the beverages, the bananas, all those things that help replenish the important bodily fluids and make sure that people are properly hydrated so they can complete some of these longer races. Shout out to not only your colleague, Jim Ewalt at Peak Performance, but the folks at Hy-Vee. You mentioned Chesterman's, Electronic Engineering. And if you'd like to get involved, once again, how can they find you?
Yeah, go to MightyMoRun.com. Go on there and you'll see, you can sign up to be a volunteer. If you want to get involved with being a sponsorship, you can reach out to us there. All of our phone numbers are there on the website. We would be happy to entertain any calls from anyone out there that would be interested in getting involved with the race from that perspective.
And if you're going to participate, once again, this kicks off on Friday night at 6:30 with a 5K run, Saturday at 7:30 a.m. with a 10K run, followed by a 9:30 kids run, which is a half mile. Then on Sunday, there'll be both a half and a full marathon. So there's something for everyone.
Yeah, there's a lot of activities down there. And one other change that we did this year, too, is the timing on the race. The 5 and the 10K are not timed. They're more fun runs. But you can keep track of your individual times on that. But the bibs will actually have the chips in them now. So you will actually be able to go online, get your time, get everything immediately after the race, so you'll know how you compete and compare to others. So that's one of the big improvements from last year to this year, too.
Well, Ray, we're grateful for your time. And, folks, we cannot encourage you enough to get signed up for the Mighty Mo Run. This is the second annual. It's going to be tremendous. And we're looking forward to the third year of this, because we're looking at involving all three states. And so, Ray and Jim, thanks for making that a priority. It will become a tri-state run next year as they add a recreational bridge from Sioux City over into southeast South Dakota. For the first time ever, coming to you from the Powell Broadcasting Radio Studio in the lower level of the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce, this is Chris McGowan. Thanking you for listening in. We'll be back next Saturday. Make it a great holiday weekend.